From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 10,000 today. It's the first time the Dow reached 10,000 since last October. Traders may be encouraged by some economic news out of Washington. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales dropped less than expected by 1.5%. If one excludes car sales, retail sales rose 0.5%. The Commerce Department also reported that business inventories fell 1.5% in August, suggesting businesses may increase purchases to replenish stockrooms. The Federal Aviation Administration has proposed more than $9 million in fines against two major airlines for safety violations. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The agency seeks a penalty of more than $5 million from U.S. Airways, alleging the carrier operated 8 planes that hadn't been inspected or maintained properly. In one case, the agency says the company failed to comply with an FAA directive that required airlines to inspect cargo doors for possible problems. In another, it said the airline didn't comply with an order to inspect landing gear. The agency has proposed a $3.8 million fine from United Airlines, which it said failed to follow maintenance procedures on a 737. Instead of using protective caps to seal openings on the engine, the agency alleges that mechanics use shop towels. The FAA says the jet flew more than 200 flights while it was not in an airworthy condition. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Iraq's Human Rights Ministry reported today more than 85,000 Iraqis lost their lives in violence from 2004 to 2008. This is the first official death toll since the war began in 2003. The U.S. Consul General in Karachi says militants in Pakistan are moving from their stronghold in the tribal regions along the Afghan border into Pakistan's southern province of Baluchistan. The U.S. believes the Baluch capital of Quetta is the hub for senior Taliban from Afghanistan. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Quetta Shura, as the Afghan Taliban leadership is known, is a sensitive issue between the United States and Pakistan. The Taliban leaders sought refuge in Quetta at the start of the Afghan war. The Pakistani military has taken umbrage at the suggestion it has not pursued the Quetta Shura with sufficient vigor. Briefing the media, U.S. Consul General Stephen Fakin said the Pakistan Army was doing what he called a terrific job combating the Taliban inside Pakistan. But he said as the militants have been squeezed from Swat Valley in the northwest and the tribal regions along the Afghan border, they have had to go somewhere, and part of that somewhere is Baluchistan. He said it was unreasonable to assume otherwise. Fakin said the U.S. did not want the militants to gain another foothold in Baluchistan province, Pakistan's largest and poorest. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Dow closed up 144 points today to 10,016. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Georgia today fined Orly Tate's $2,000. She's a lawyer and dentist from California and is considered a leader of the movement, claiming that President Obama was not born in the U.S. U.S. District Judge Clay Land issued a 43-page order saying she filed frivolous lawsuits with no legitimate legal argument. For the first time since the federal government has been testing school children in math, fourth grade scores have remained flat. Gains in eighth grade scores are too modest to celebrate. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports.
The 2009 National Assessment of Educational Progress, often called the nation's report card, shows that there's been no significant change in the performance of fourth graders in math since 2007. Fourth grade scores improved slightly in only 8 states. Massachusetts had the greatest percentage of top-scoring students in both grades. Overall, 8th grade math scores improved in only 15 states. There was no change in the achievement gap between white and black students in either grade. Boys did slightly better than girls. Private schools did better than public schools. Although the report cited the modest improvement among 8th graders as encouraging, U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan called the results not good enough if the U.S. is to compete globally. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Singer El Martino has died. His hits during his 50-year career included Spanish Eyes and Volare. Martino played Johnny Fontaine, the wedding singer, in the movie The Godfather. El Martino was 82. Captain Lou Albano died today. No cause of death was given. He helped popularize professional wrestling along with Hulk Hogan. He also played the father of singer Cyndi Lauper in her 1983 video, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Captain Lou Albano was 76. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.